Place to be nation, what is going on? This is Chad Gamble back again with another pod blast. And today I'm starting a series that I'm entitling Learning to Love Okada. It's going to be a long series where I am chronicling Kazuchika Okada from 2012 through 2017, the Dominion match with Kenny Omega. And the reason I phrased the title of the series as kind of a question mark is that right now I do not have that much of an emotional attachment to Okada. And I'm hoping to see if this series, going back and revisiting his New Japan run, changes that, confirms that, and so forth. The series spawns off of a thread on the Voices of Wrestling message board that declared Okada the greatest singles wrestler in history, just based off of Meltzer star rating data that we have. And that was something that, while I think that was a flawed kind of methodology going about things, I will be the first to admit that I think Okada has had a lot of great matches from 2012 till now, but in a lot of those matches, I feel like he's not the best wrestler within the said match. So once again, I want to go back and revisit because, I mean, you know, this stuff that I'm watching from 2012, 2013, I haven't watched since I made my Match of the Year list at the year end. And a lot of that stuff, I mean, usually I have to cherry pick at the end. So some of these matches I haven't watched since they aired live, which is upwards of 5 years now. So, of course, my memory is pretty hazy. My opinions have changed a good bit and so forth. So let's start, you know, at the very beginning when he debuts this Rainmaker character, January 4, 2012. Oh, and I would be remiss if I didn't mention that a companion piece to this pod blast is on ProWrestlingOnly.com in the match discussion archive. I'm also posting reviews of all these matches, so you can follow along or read that or listen to this. They're essentially, I mean, obviously my opinions aren't going to be different from written to spoken word, but that's another avenue where you can go back and see what I thought of the matches I'm talking about today. So let's begin proper. January 4, 2012, Wrestle Kingdom 6. Okada debuts his Rainmaker gimmick against Yoshihashi, and this match, I don't see how you can call it anything else other than a train wreck. Okada comes out in this new gimmick. He returns to the promotion after his excursion in TNA, comes out with no reaction. His face looks really bloated. I mean, in 2017, he looks younger, but he looks fat and chubby in the face. He didn't look well. I thought it was just maybe the way he looked back then, but as we'll see in subsequent matches, he looks much more in form just from a physical standpoint. So I don't know if something was going on or not, but he looks really bloated here. He gets in the ring. This match only goes 4 minutes and 37 seconds, and Yoshihashi's on top for a lot of it, which I found surprising because the match is built in a way to get over Okada and his new character, but it fails miserably. I mean, the Tokyo Dome is such a cavernous arena that when something doesn't work, it really feels like it's not working. Even some of the junior matches that have happened on the January 4 shows over the years that have had really good action inside the ring have felt kind of lesser to the viewer watching because of the lack of reaction from the crowd. This was pretty bad work inside the ring and zero reaction from the crowd. So once again, overall, it's just a mess. Okada does do his Rainmaker pose, which is a very dramatic, you know, big pose with his arms outstretched, but it gets zero reaction. So that just looks silly. And he does debut the Rainmaker clothesline finisher here, but the way Yoshihashi takes the bump, it looks awful. It has minimal impact. So overall, this was not a good debut overall at all. A star and a half match, and that honestly may be generous. And this is kind of amazing because I do remember watching this real time and hearing that Dan Okada was going to challenge Tanahashi, and I thought Jeddo was off his rocker going with that, because it's like, this guy just failed. He just fell flat on his face. How are you then going to have him challenge for the IWGP Championship? And in retrospect, I think that'll end up being Ghetto's key booking decision as a booker, kind of in his lifetime, because he stayed the course with Okada when no one could have seen the potential that we would get based off of this performance. That Ghetto believed in him, kept his patience with him, and put him in that match with Tanahashi, which is the next match I'm going to review. This is New Beginning 2012 from Osaka, February 12, 2012. And this is Okada versus Tanahashi for the IWGP Championship. A very classic match. This goes 23 minutes, 23 seconds, according to Cage Match. And it really carries a nice, interesting story. Dave Meltzer rated it 4.25 stars, by the way. Carries a nice basic story where the beginning shows Tanahashi's dominance. He's working a headlock and is able to be on top for most of the beginning of the match. Nothing crazy, kind of very 70s style headlock work, but I thought it was engaging, wanting to get over the story that Tanahashi's the ace and he's grounding this young upstart, but also that they continued to work the hold, which is all I asked for in the opening work. From there, the story builds into dueling limb work for a degree where Okada targets Tanahashi's neck and Tanahashi goes after Okada's leg. I thought the offensive moves with each person on top were fine. Nothing extraordinary, but entertaining to good. I think the match really picks up when Tanahashi wipes out on the outside of a senton, because that is the catalyst really for this whole match and this whole feud, which is a legendary feud in modern wrestling, where Tanahashi, it seems like he has the match pretty much in control. He wipes out on the senton on the outside. Then Okada gives him a tombstone on the outside on the floor, which hurts his knee a little bit more, and Okada does do a good job of selling the knee when he goes down the tombstone. But in a lot of ways, that cursed Tanahashi throughout this match, because he's never the same afterwards. This was certainly a key focal point in changing the tide of the match overall, as now Okada's on top, and he seems to have the match at hand from that point forth. Really good finishing stretch where Tanahashi has some glimpse of hope with the Dragon Suplex and the Sling Blade, but he misses the High Fly Flow, and Okada ends up popping him with the Rainmaker, which looks a lot better in this match, where Tanahashi takes a great bump off of it and pins him to the shock of the crowd. So this, I mean, the comparison is natural to compare this to Jumbo versus Misawa from June 8th, 1990. And while I don't think this match is quite as good as that one, I do think they're similar. And I think the projection of the star that gets over and the moment are similar. And it's a great moment. I mean, it's a shocking moment. Brad Woodling watched this match unspoiled a couple of days ago, and he was as surprised as anybody that Okada won the title this early. So it's an amazing moment to watch and to go in and just to see how they were strapping the rocket to this guy. I ended up ranking it 4.25 stars as well. Just within this match, I would say Tanahashi was the better performer. I don't think Okada with his facials were that engaging throughout this match. But I do think, you know, he certainly gave a much better performance than January 4th. And it was kind of more about him building a main event style match, positioning himself into the key focal spots of the match. And he did a really good job there. I mean, because you got to think, like, he was sort of an underneath wrestler in New Japan. He went to TNA and did nothing. So a 23-minute IWGP Classic title Japanese match is something he was not used to working. So for his first time out doing that type of match, he did a very good job. The last match I'm going to discuss in this pod blast is from March the 4th, 2012. This is New Japan's 40th anniversary show, Senkorakin, and it's Okada versus Naito, 28 minutes, 50 seconds. Dave Meltzer gave this match 4¾ stars, and I'll just go ahead and spoil it. Chad Campbell also gives this match 4¾ stars. And going into this whole series, I think if you told me what are your three favorite Okada matches, I would point to this match, the King of Pro Wrestling 2013 match versus Tanahashi, and the Katsuyori Shibata match from Sakura Genesis that just took place. And I was happy to see that my opinion of this match hadn't faltered at all since I watched it back in 2012. And at the year end, this is a top 10 match of 2012 for me, which I think is a loaded year. I mean, I think in the 2010s, 2016 is probably the best year overall in wrestling, but I think 2012 is the second best year, where you had Brock Lesnar versus John Cena from Extreme Rules, which I think is one of the probably 5 or 6 best WWE matches of all time. You had some great lucha matches, a Negro Casas versus Blue Panther and a hair versus hair match, as well as some really engaging brawls with El Hijo del Santo. So worldwide, 2012 is just a loaded year, and I think this is, you know, as of right now, if I had to guess going into the project and kind of as of where I'm at with the project right now, this is the best Japanese match that I've seen of that year. So again, Okada comes out. He has all purple hair, which is, it looks a little odd, a little emo-ish. But anyway, so this is kind of your two young guys going after each other. They get almost 30 minutes, and they really make the most of it. I mean, I think that's one of the great things about building a new narrative, as because Okada is this brand new force, you really can build a narrative and a story from the ground up, where now you have him as kind of the cocky heel. You have him with this Rainmaker finisher that nobody can kick out of. So you're building up and building up and building up a narrative. I talked about in the New Beginning match, there was some dueling limb work with the neck versus the leg, and that continues here. But I think it's completely amplified here to another level, where Okada utilizes the guardrail to attack the neck of Naito. Naito gives a receipt by putting Okada's leg over the guardrail and drop kicking it to the horror of the front row. And Okada's selling here. You know, and again, in the New Beginning match, he was fine. But here, he's excellent. I mean, he's running this match. His facials are spot on in this match. This is a absolutely great performance from Okada. There's certain little moments, like when he gets an opportunity on the outside after Naito's just decimated his leg, where you can see, should he go for the tombstone, because he knows that's going to hurt his leg even more. So he kind of has this Sophie's choice, so to speak, on the outside, where you can see for a few seconds him contemplating whether to perform the move before he actually does. The finale of this match is fantastic. Just near falls all around. The crowd is molting. You could tell they think they're seeing the stars of the future. This really feels like a passing the guard match. And again, another comparison to where All Japan 1990s, whereas New Beginning was Jumbo versus Misawa from 6-8-90. I think this is a pretty clear comparison to Misawa versus Kawada from 10-21, or I think it's 10-21. Anyways, October 1992, when they first main evented Budokan. So this is a fantastic match, back and forth, back and forth. Like I said, they both carried on the psychology of the match, with Okada just selling the shit out of his leg. Ends up getting the Rainmaker, which again, Naito takes an even better bump than Tanahashi did at New Beginning. So now this move is a finisher that's being heavily protected, but also looks brutal. And Okada ends up getting the victory. Not a lot of nonsensical kickouts on the finishing stretch. Just a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful match. Maybe I may even say this probably for me is a top 10 New Japan match in history. It's up there. I mean, it's up there. I adore this match. I've watched it twice in the past couple of days. That's how much I love it. So as we finish our first round of Do I Love Okada? I had these matches ranked the same as I did previously, so far so good. I mean, a really rough start, but a great recovery. Certainly, Okada's a projector. His trajectory's on the rise, and I know this was a very exciting point to be a fan, as it really did feel like you were seeing something different. So, thank you. That concludes the first part of this series, and I'll be back at some point in the next few days for part two.